This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We're having a conversation about going for an interview, a job interview, while you are still employed. I mean, some people have lost their jobs under these circumstances, which is why we are having this conversation. So it's worth taking a closer look at the legal principles and employment rights that may apply, as well as just the responsibilities that employees should be aware of. Legal expert is joining me in this hour for a conversation about it. I'm joined on the line by attorney Camila Moabelo from Mohuba and Partners. Good morning, Camila. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Good, Sir Shekani, and thank you so much for the invitation. Let me say a very good morning to you and all our listeners.
So, Camila, can an employer legally dismiss an employee simply because they attended a job interview while still employed?
The shortest and most simple answer to that, Sir Shekani, is no.
Okay.
Attending a job interview is not anywhere listed as a misconduct, and that is not in the Labor Relations Act, not in any code of good practice. What do I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To dismiss you, an employer must prove mainly these two things: misconduct on the part of the employee, and that the dismissal is free. Merely just looking for another job is not a misconduct. We all have the constitutional right to choose our trade, occupation, or profession. But if how you went about that interview breaks other rules within the workplace, then that becomes a problem. Otherwise, your hunting itself is not unlawful.
Let's talk about that. Are there circumstances where an employee's decision to attend a job interview could legitimately lead to disciplinary action?
Yes, indeed so. Like I said, it's about how you do it and not that you did it.
Okay.
For example, one could take a day off sick but actually attend an interview. Mm-hmm. That is dishonesty. It can also be considered an abscondment.
Okay.
You leave for hours during work without permission. You don't account for that time. You don't make up for it. That is a misconduct. You breach your contract in the sense that perhaps your employment contract has a restraint of trade clause and you're interviewing with a direct competitor but sharing trade secrets. So, yes, the answer is yes. But wanting another job and interviewing for it is not the main issue. The focus is on the dishonesty and the breach surrounding that misconduct.
Sure. So we'll talk about how to correctly go about it. But first, what are the rights and protections that employees have if they are disciplined or dismissed after exploring other job opportunities?
I must mention, employees do have very strong protection under the Labor Relations Act.
Mm.
They do have the right to a fair process or procedure.
Mm.
What does that mean? An employee must be accordingly charged, given adequate notice, and a disciplinary hearing must be held, and such an employee must be allowed representation.
Yeah.
Again, an employee has the right to a fair reason. Merely stating he went for a job interview is not fair reason.
Mm.
But in the event an employee is unfairly dismissed on those grounds, he or she can refer that unfair dismissal dispute to the CCMA within 30 days of that date of dismissal. And what can be done, the employee can get either reinstated or compensated up to 12 months salary.
Mm.
But key principle there, Shekani, is that the employer must prove, the employer holds the burden to prove that such a misconduct has indeed been committed by that employee.
Absolutely. So now the big question, because we now know you can't be dismissed for looking for other job, avenues, but how you go about it could get you to face some disciplinary action. So what advice would you give employees who are looking for new opportunities while still working to ensure that they protect themselves legally?
My advice, Mr. Gani, would be to the employees, be honest with your time and the employer's time.
Okay.
Use your leave days if you can to attend those interviews. Use your lunch breaks or arrange beforehand with your employer or with your immediate manager or supervisor. Just follow through with your employer's policies. Again, don't use company resources. Don't print those CVs on the work printers. I know we mostly do that, but we actually shouldn't. Don't in any way access the employer's data to get you that job.
Yeah.
Also, most importantly, check your contract. If it does have the restraint of trade clause, check if you are not in any way going against that clause. Also, just keep it professional. Yeah. We talk a lot, but also another tip is don't tell all your colleagues until you have the offer letter. I hope my employer is not listening.
Yeah, no. But listen, if your employer is listening, I know they'll be glad that you did this conversation because, ma'am, you have opened our eyes up in ways that I didn't imagine were going to happen this morning. So I think your employer will be very proud.
I hope so.
Thank you so much, Camilla. This was such an eye-opening conversation. And for people who would like to perhaps, you know, understand more, consult some legal experts about this conversation and other legal issues and matters, how do they get in touch with Mohuba and Partners?
Mohuba and Partners is located at 18 Hans van Rensbeek, Polokwane. Our telephone number is 015-880-0550. And our email address is info@mohubapartners.co.za.
Thank you so much for having this chat with us. I look forward to talking to you very soon.
Thank you, Sisekani. It's a pleasure.
Yo, guys. Hey, Irim, come print that Z83 and the ring. It would be okay. Did I just say we've but no, I have not. You know, I have a printer at home, but yo, guys, now I'm about to incriminate myself as well. But let's talk about if you have ever taken time off to attend a job interview. What reasons did you give your employer when requesting for that leave? How did you work around that? You know, going for an interview while you're still employed, what happened after? Like, literally, I want to hear the entire story. Thank you so much for the messages that are already coming through. There's one that is literally so beautiful. I can't wait for you to hear that message. But have you ever had to attend a job interview while you are employed? And what reasons did you give for the time off that you took? Let me know on 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.